Okay, let's look closely at Bria Sterling Wilson's My American Gothic. Just picture this. It's built around this black and white archival photo right at the heart of it. You've got this middle-aged black couple. They're standing very steadfast,
Yeah.
in front of this old wooden house.
You really feel their presence.
Definitely. And the details. Look at the woman in her floral dress. Her gaze is so direct, very calm.
And the man next to her, slightly stooped, hands clasped, he's wearing a cardigan.
Right. And the house behind them, you can see the roof line is splintered, paint's peeling, and then off to the right, this American flag.
Vertically hanging, yeah, it's partially cropped.
Exactly. It feels like more than just background. It's a real symbol there.
Yeah, and what's immediately clear is that this isn't just a photograph placed there. It's a collage, carefully put together.
Oh, okay.
Sterling Wilson layers that image, that couple, over these textures of like grass and earth. It really grounds them,
Yeah.
connects them to the land and history.
That makes sense.
And she's using found images, everyday stuff, even family archives. It pulls everything together to talk about heritage, about resilience.
So it's quite tactile. What are the dimensions on this?
It's 18.25 by 17 inches, created in 2025. It's got a significant presence for such an intimate subject.
The visual hits hard right away. But the real genius, I think, is how she's playing with that whole American Gothic idea.
Oh, absolutely. Grant Wood's painting.
Exactly. The famous one from 1930, the stoic white farmer, his daughter. That image often stands for, rural America.
A very specific version of it.
Right. And Sterling Wilson, she offers this powerful counter-narrative. She takes that iconic setup and reframes it completely through African-American life, African-American memory.
It becomes a story of dignity, endurance, cultural survival, really.
Quiet strength.
Exactly. And what's fascinating, especially for you listening, thinking as a collector, is how this piece handles big themes: patriotism, belonging, exclusion, even. Well, it turns them into this powerful statement. It's not just a pretty picture, it's preserving heritage. It honors the past, the memories passed down through generations. But it also, like, carves out space for new stories, new mythologies within that larger American narrative.
So owning it isn't just having the object.
Not at all. It means you're holding on to a piece of that dialogue. You become a kind of steward for this conversation about the past, but also, crucially, about the future of African American art.
And, this is where it gets really interesting for collectors. People who follow contemporary black art, they know getting pieces like this early is important.
It really is. Timing can be key.
Because works with this kind of significance, they often end up in museum collections pretty quickly, or they just become really hard to find and expensive on the secondary market.
That's the reality.
So My American Gothic, it's more than just art. It's a chance to acquire a really pivotal voice in what's happening right now in art. It's an investment in a narrative that's powerful and still unfolding.
And it makes you think. How often do you actually find a work that brings together historical weight, cultural pride, and genuine artistic innovation quite like this?
It's a rare combination.
It really is. This piece, it's like an invitation asking you to engage with this legacy that's both deeply rooted and looking forward.
So what does this all mean for you, considering your collection? Think about adding this work by Bria Sterling Wilson. It's a real opportunity.
An opportunity to weave its story and all the history it carries into your own legacy.
Yeah. It really comes down to what kind of artistic story, what kind of narrative do you want your collection to tell?